WSI's new weather boxes, more data link competition. Welcome to today's audiocast from AppWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. WSI was out early with weather data link for the cockpit, but stubbed its toe when the satellite technology proved troublesome. But the company is back with two new data link receivers and new weather products delivered via Sirius satellite radio. WSI's Paul Devlin covers the specifics.
We're here on the floor at NBAA with Paul Devlin, who's product manager of business aviation for WSI. Paul, WSI has just recently introduced two new data link products, the AV300 and AV350, which replace previous products for data link, and you have some new weather products as well. Can you give us a summary on, first of all, the hardware, and then let's talk about the weather services?
Certainly, Paul. Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity. The AV300 and 350 series is a direct replacement for our AV100 and AV200, as you state. Basically, this is a WSI changing communication links for our data link weather products. We'll be able to, by doing this, it provides a number of things. Obviously, it allows us to deliver Sirius satellite radio to the cockpit should people want to take advantage of that. But more importantly, it allows us to continually grow and better the product. We'll be able to add more data products to this line of avionics. And actually, we're working on new software for our EFB partners in order to display some of those data products.
Now, the Sirius satellite system, if I'm not mistaken, is a two-satellite system for the U.S., is that correct?
It's actually three. High elliptical orbit. Its coverage, the satellite footprint in terms of reception will also be larger for our customers as well. So we'll reach deeper down in through the Caribbean as well as up through Alaska. Actually, okay. So we'll have a much greater footprint in terms of reception.
Now, the AV300 is a receiver that's suitable for mounting in the aircraft, but it will drive an EFB. Is that correct?
That's correct. Both the AV300 and 350 can drive either an EFB, electronic flight bag, or a tablet computer, or a multifunction display. So we have partners who use our system in order to do that, and those include Sandell, Universal, Chelton. Another big partner is Avidyne, and Avidyne actually has a version of this, which is called the MLB-700, that works on the Avidyne displays. Another announcement at the show, of course, was L3 and their Smart Deck platform. The Smart Deck platform will be using WSI in-flight weather, but they have their own specific receiver for that.
And what's the difference between the 300 and the 350 specifically?
Specifically, the difference is the ability to receive this Sirius satellite radio entertainment. So the 350 comes with all that you need to import the Sirius satellite radio, all their channels into your audio panel. It basically comes with a remote control in which you tune the box.
And both of these receivers are TSO and certified?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And what's the status on the shipment of those boxes?
We are currently shipping now, actually. Right now I'm running about a month backlog. I anticipate to have that caught up and basically doing same-day shipment for our dealers probably by mid to late October.
Okay. And prices on the 300 and the 350?
Well, there's two sets of prices. Basically, we have a price for our transitioning customers, folks who are already with us with the AV200 or 100, and then new customers. For new customers, the pricing will be for the AV300, it's $36.88 MSRP. And for the AV350, which gives you the entertainment as well, it's $5,290. Now, for the AV300 for our current customers, we're basically offering a rebate program whereby we will sell the AV300 to those folks for $1,200. Once they subscribe for a year's worth of service with us for that new unit, we'll send them a rebate check for the $1,200. So basically, we're giving you a no cost for the hardware to stay with us.
Okay. And speaking of the weather service, what are the prices on the weather products?
Actually, the prices are going down for us. Originally, we are at a $50 a month price point for our full boat, if you will, and TFRs were an add-on. I'm pleased to say that we are announcing a $39.99 a month package that will include TFRs. So basically a basic program that will include TFRs and our weather radar, METARs, and TAFs. For $49.95, basically that old $50 a month, you basically get all of our products with the exception of PIREPS. So Canadian radar, Lightning, AirMet, SIGMETS, of course the radar, the METARs and the TAFs will all be there for that $50 a month
and
price.
And how far north and south does the radar coverage extend?
Okay, the NORAD portion of the radar, which is the U.S. NEXRAD portion, is basically the continental U.S. you can think of, and it laps over into Canada and a little bit into the Caribbean down in Florida. The Canadian radar adds basically the Canadian border up about 200 kilometers into Canada.
And the Canadian version is not really the NORAD product, right? It's a different radar product?
That is correct. But we were able to merge those two products together in order to display them.
And how about south into the Caribbean and islands? Any radar covers down there?
Not that I'm prepared to announce just yet.
Okay, so that sounds like it might be in the works.
We have a couple things that we're hopefully going to be able to show. We have some interesting new products. As I mentioned, we're working on a new software program to display our products for electronic flight bags. With that, there'll be some product announcements that will also include some stuff for the Caribbean that would be of interest.
Okay. If a buyer goes for the AV350, how much will it cost him to add the entertainment package?
Consider it $1,500. $1,500 above that $1,200, so $2,700 for a transitioning customer. Well,
how about for the monthly service?
For the monthly service? Sorry. Monthly service for the entertainment is handled directly with Sirius Satellite Radio. So WSI isn't involved in the entertainment side.
So it would be whatever a standard Sirius subscription
would be, right? So if someone had it in their car or whatever, they could qualify for Sirius's multi radio subscription package, for example.
Okay.
And that would all be handled through Sirius.
Okay. Last chance in 20 seconds or less. Why should someone buy WSI over the competition?
WSI has been in this business for 28 years. We're an aviation-focused business on weather. We have the best radar product out there. It's quality-controlled, live meteorologists going through this. We're going to be growing this product. We're invested heavily in this product. And you're going to see some very interesting and unique capabilities coming out here that, frankly, no one will be able to match.
And that's WSI's Paul Devlin. Be sure to check out web.com to make sure you downloaded all of our audio and video coverage from On Location at NBAA in Atlanta. Comments on this audio cast welcome. Audio news at avweb.com. Today's report was brought to you by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.